Anderson, The Adventures of Jackie Anderson, for a better name. It takes place back in the 1800s, before cars, radios, and TVs, and so forth, in the eastern part of the United States. Jackie Anderson lived on a small farm with his mother and father, but his father died when he was quite young. His mother passed away just a few months before. So as our story opens, he is an orphan, which means that he is a boy that has no father or mother, and he has this farm. He has an old horse called Maggie, and he has a dog that he's very fond of called Ritzy. And that's about the only thing he has left in the whole world. And as our story opens on this particular day, he's sitting on the porch late afternoon after he finished working. He had a few cows to milk. He was trying to get the North 40 plowed. Ritzy was sitting by him wagging his tail, as he always did, because he was a happy dog. And he saw somebody come up the road. And finally, Jackie stood up and he says, "Hello." And the man yelled back, "Hello, Jackie." And finally, he realized it was the sheriff from in town. And Jackie says, "Gee," he says, "it's nice that you came out and visited me." He said, "Well, Jackie, this really isn't a visit." He says, "Well, then why did you come if you don't want to visit?" He took off his hat and sat down on the porch. He says, "Jackie," he says, "did you know that your mother and your dad owed a lot of money on this property?" "Well," he says, "sure, but I'm going to pay for it." He says, we're going to work hard. He says, "And I'm going to work hard." He says, "We're all going to work hard." He says, "Jackie," he says, "do you know Mr. Gruber?" He says, "Sure, that old goat, I know him." He says, "He holds the mortgage on your place. And he says, he's going to give you exactly 10 more days to get the money to pay for it. He says, else we're going to have to sell your property." He says, "Sell the farm?" He says, "Yes." He says, "And everything on it, Jackie." He says, "Including Ritzy?" No. He says, "Ritzy." He says, "I'm afraid Mr. Gruber wouldn't want him anyway." And finally, he looked at the sheriff. He says, "You mean Maggie, too?" He says, "Maggie, too." He said, "But that's the only horse I have." He says, "Jackie, it's not what I want. It's the law." He says, "It's the law." He says, "You have 10 days. Jackie says, "All right." He says, I'll sell something." The sheriff kind of looked at him. He says, "Jackie, do you realize how much money you need to buy this place and it's yours?" He says, "Well, I think I've got $5, he says, "in a jar up on the shelf." He says, "I've been saving that." The sheriff kind of smiled. He says, "Jackie," he says, "you need closer to $5,000. He says, he pulled out a sheet of paper and opened it up. He says, "It's $3,276 is exactly what you owe on this property." He said, "That's a lot of money, isn't it?" He says, "I'm afraid so." He said, "Well, Jackie," he said, "I had to come out and tell you," he says, "because it's the law." Jackie said, "Well, we'll try." He says, "In 10 days, we'll do everything possible." The sheriff got on his horse and turned around. He says, "Well, good luck, Jackie." And he left. The sun was just sitting over the tall peaks in the background. And Jackie knew, just like the sun was sitting, so was his heart, because he knew that he could never get that kind of money. He looked at Ritzy. He says, "Well, Ritzy," he says, "at least they won't take you." But he says, "Gee," he says, "I sure hate to lose Maggie." He said, "But we're not gonna give up, are we?" They went in the house and he finished the dishes and went to bed. And the next few days he did work hard. He took the horses and harnessed them and tried to plow the North 40. He worked everybody, including Ritzy. He tried to get him to do the chores, that things that he could do, and like herding the sheep and so forth. And finally, one evening, he was very, very tired. They had just finished working, and he saw a nice, shiny buggy come up the drive. And sitting in the buggy was a man with a tall black hat and a lady with a shawl around her shoulders and a bonnet on. And they drove up in front of the house. Jackie always sat on the porch with Ritzy. And Jackie stood up. He says, "Good evening." and the buggy came to a stop. The man wrapped the reins around the little pole in front of the buggy and stepped out. "Ha! Good evening. What's so good about it?" He said, "This place needs to be fixed up." Jackie says, "Well, aren't you Mr. Gruber?" He says, "Yes, I'm Mr. Gruber." And he says, "I come over to look at over my property." He says, "The buildings are ready to fall over." He says, "What do you do around here, boy?" He said, "We've been trying to work, sir." "Ha, work. You don't know what the word means." He says, "Martha, come out here and take a look at this house." The lady stepped down. She says, "Well, Silas, what do you expect?" He says, "The boy's living here alone." And he said, "Well, he wasn't here alone all these years." He said, "Well, boy," he says, "you understand that we're going to have a sale Friday." He said, "I'm selling everything." He said, "I hold the mortgage, unless you pay up," he says, "we're selling everything." He says, "The sheriff told me about it." He says, "Well, you have the money or not?" "No, sir, I don't." He said, "I probably won't." He said, "Well, in that case," he says, "we'll go ahead and hold the sale." And he says, Jackie, is that it, Jackie?" "Yes, sir, Jackie Anderson." He says, "If you don't know where to go," he says, "I could use a boy." He says, "I've got a lot of work on my place." Jackie says, "Well, I don't know what I'll do." He says, "But," he says, "the only thing I'll have left is Ritzy." "Ah, Ritzy," he said, "I don't." He looked down at the dog. Ritzy showed his teeth and growled. He took a step back. "I don't like dogs. I don't like dogs at all." Jackie says, "Well, Ritzy's a nice dog." Martha walked up. Martha Gruber says, "Jack," he says, don't feel too badly." He says, "Silas is, oh, he has a mean bark, but he isn't as bad as he sounds." Jackie says, "Well, I sure hate to lose my farm." He says, "If you want to, and I'd like to have you, Jackie," he says, "you come work for us." He says, "If you have nowhere else to go." He says, "I don't." Mr. Gruber says, "Martha, let's go. It's getting late. We've got work to do." "Yes, Silas." She got in the buggy and Silas crawled in. He says, "Mind you, remember, Friday." He says, everything. Jackie says, "Yes, sir." Mr. Gruber got in his buggy and turned it around and disappeared down the road. It was a very dark and dismal evening for Jackie, because now he knew that everything was lost. The only thing he'd have left is a few pennies in a jar that he had, and Ritzy. He put his arms around Ritzy. He says, "Ritzy," he says, "it's going to be just you and me." He says, "I don't know what we're going to do." He says, "I don't even know where we're going." And about that time, he saw the sheriff coming up. The sheriff says, "Hi, Jackie." Jackie says, "Oh, ho." He says, I talked to Mr. Gruber down the road a ways. He says, "I understand the big sale is Friday." He says, "Yes, sir, it is." He says, "Well, Jackie, the blacksmith shop needs a boy. If you want to come in," he says, "you can stay at my place if you wish and work at the blacksmith shop." And he says, "and Ritzy is welcome also." He says, "Well, thanks, but Mr. Gruber offered me a job too." He says, "Well, that sounds good to me." He says, "I don't know." He said, "He doesn't like dogs." The sheriff kind of laughed. He says, "Well, what is that?" I said, "What does Mr. Gruber like?" Jackie said, "I know what you were going to say, because that's what I call him." He said, "I call him an old goat." The sheriff kind of smiled. He says, "Well, that's not very polite to call anybody that." He said, "Well, that's what he is." He says, "Well, that's your opinion." He says, "But if you want to, Jackie," he says, "I can get the job for you and you can come stay with me." Jackie says, "Do I have to sell Maggie?" He says, "I'm afraid so." He says, "Well, I'll see you Friday, Jackie." So Jackie went, saw the sheriff off, and he went down to the stables, and there was Maggie. She was an old horse, kind of sway back, all black. He went up to her and patted her. He says, "Maggie," he says, "you know, this is where we part." He says, "You've been with me for so long." He says, "You were my dad's horse many years ago," and he says, "you used to pull our buggy." And he says, "Now you're going to be sold." And he says, "I want you to know that I don't want to sell you, but the sheriff says we have to." And he says, "That old skinflint, Mr. Gruber," he says, "he wants his money, old penny pincher." And he says, "That's the reason I'm going to have to sell you." Maggie looked up with her big brown eyes, as if to say, well, I understand, but gee, I didn't know you were going to have to sell me. He says, come on, Ritzy. He says, I guess you're the only one that I don't have to sell. The days went by very quickly. Friday came before Jackie ever knew that the days were passing by so quickly. People began to arrive on horseback, in wagons, in buckboards, in buggies. About any way they could come, on foot. Jackie was up in the house. He didn't want to see it. He didn't want to hear it. And pretty soon he heard the auctioneer, all right, what am I bid? You get $50, $50, $50, $50, $52, $52. And he was going on and on and on, and finally it sold. And he heard that all day long. Finally he says, all right, let's get to the horses. Jackie stuck his hands over his ears. That's one thing he didn't want to hear, is the horses. Finally he says, bring them out, bring them out. They brought the horses one by one. He could hear him selling, selling, and selling. And finally said, is that all of them? See, there's one more in here. It was Maggie. They brought Maggie out. Jackie could hear somebody giggling. Somebody laughed. He said, you call that a horse? He said, it's got 4 feet in the head and eyes. It's a horse. He says, what am I offering? I says, $10. All right, I've got 10, 120, 20, 20, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. I got 30, 140, 40, 40, 40, 40, 50, 50, 50, 50. I want 50, 55. 55, 55. All down at 55. He said, there's a lot of work left in this horse. And finally, Jackie heard the, I says, sold. And his heart sank all the way to the floor. Finally, he just stayed in his room. And finally, when the sale was all over, he looked out the window and he saw everybody leaving, taking things with him that used to be his and his mother's and his father's. He wanted to take one last glimpse of Maggie as she went down the road, probably behind a wagon or a buggy or something, when there was a knock at the door. Jackie? Who is it? He said, it's me. Jackie opened the door. It was the sheriff. He says, Jackie, he says, you want to come into town with me? He says, no. He says, I think I'll just stay here for a while. He said, well, Jackie, you have to get off the property. He said, it belongs to Mr. Gruber. He said, well, he won't care if I spend the night. Well, I'm sure he won't. He looked at the sheriff. He says, who bought Maggie? Oh, yes, Maggie. Well, a nice man bought her. Jack said, that's good. He said, is he going to be nice to her? Oh, sure, sure, he's going to be real nice to her. He said, well, who was it? He says, well, he said, why don't you tell me? He says, well, I have a surprise for you, Jackie. He says, you'll have to come down to the stable with me. He said, I don't want to go there. I really don't. He said, it's all empty and everything. He says, come on. He took him by the hand. He says, come on. Ritzy followed. He says, go inside. Jack said, well, what for? He says, go on inside. Jackie opened the door and looked. Maggie! He said, what are you doing here? Didn't they? He looked at the sheriff. He says, Ross. His first name was Ross. He says, they forgot to take the horse. No, they didn't. He said, but it's Maggie's here. He says, yes, I know. He said, well, who bought her? He says, I did. You did? He says, yeah, and she's yours. Oh, he says, I don't have $55. I said, she's yours. He says, one of these days, Jackie, he says, when you have money and he says, you want to pay me back, okay, but right now, the horse is yours. So Jackie says, but I don't have $55. and Ross says, well, Jackie, it's a gift. He said, if you never have $55, it's yours. In fact, if you ever get $55, the horse is considered as a gift from me, all right? Jackie looked up with tears in his eyes. He says, I'll give you a lot more money than 55 one of these days. He says, one of these days I'm going to really be rich. He said, I'm going to have a lot of money. Sheriff looked at him. He said, I hope so, Jackie. He said, remember, he says, you come in the morning and he says, you stay at my place, and he said, I'll have a job ready for you. All right? Jackie says, all right. And he left. Jackie sat there till way late. He and Ritzy. He had his arms around Ritzy, and Ritzy was wagging his tail, sweeping up the dust from the porch. And finally, Jackie looked at Ritzy. He says, you know, he says, there's just three of us left. You and me and Maggie. He says, but you don't have to feel too badly. He says, one of these days we're going to have lots of money. He said, we really are. And he says, I'm going to feed you steaks. And Ritzy looked at him and began to lick his chops. He said, it's one of these days. Ritzy stopped licking his chops. And he says, I'll give Maggie the best of oats and everything. Finally, he went in the house and cleaned up a few dishes that he had left out on the table and finally went to bed. The next morning, he was awakened bright and early by a buckboard that he recognized coming up the drive, or a buggy rather, coming up the drive. He recognizes Mr. Gruber. And with Mr. Gruber was his wife, Martha. He pulled up in front of the house. Jackie looked out. He knew he was coming up the steps. He pounded on the door. He says, are you awake in there? Jackie says, yes, sir. He says, I'm awake. He says, well, he says, I want to know whether you want to go to work or not. She says, well, he said, the sheriff offered me a job in town to work at the blacksmith shop, and he says, I could stay at his place. He did he? He says, well, I need somebody to help me. He says, I can give you a good home. He says, plenty of good food. He says, everything you need. Martha got out of the buggy and she says, Jackie, why don't you come home with us and try it? See if you don't like it. He says, we'll try to make a home for you. Jackie said, what about Ritzy? Ritzy, he said, I don't like dogs. I don't like them. He says, now, Silas, couldn't we just take the dog? He says, he's going to just eat scraps. He says, if I have anybody on my place that doesn't work, he says, they don't need to eat. He said, and that dog isn't going to work. Jack said, well, he can do little things like herding sheep and so forth. Yeah, herding sheep. Finally, Jackie looked at Martha and she smiled. She says, Jackie, would you like to try it? Well, I'll try it if you want me to. He says, because maybe one of these days I could buy my farm back. Mr. Gruber looked at him. You buy this farm back? He says, where do you think you're going to get money like that? She says, well, I'm going to work. He said, I'm going to work real hard. Well, you better start working for me real hard then. Jackie looked at Martha, and she looked so pathetic about it, and she smiled at Jackie and almost pleaded. He says, all right, I'll come. He says, well, get your things together. He says, be over there as soon as you can. Jackie said, I'll be right there as soon as I can. Martha looked back. We'll be waiting for you, Jackie. Mr. Gruber climbed in the buckboard, turned it around, and they went down the hill out to the road. Jackie says to Ritzy, he says, well, he says, I guess that'll be better than nothing. He said, let's have breakfast. Jackie was frying some bacon and some eggs, and Ritzy was looking up at him, and every so often when Jackie was eating, he'd look up and smack his chops. Jackie would throw him a piece of bacon, and he would boom. Jackie says, Ritzy, he says, you're supposed to chew your food like this. And he would chew his food, and then swallow like this. Ritzy just watched him, and he threw him another piece of bacon. Boom. He says, He said, I don't know. He said, I try to teach you manners. He says, and you just swallow your food. You're supposed to chew it. Fritz had just wagged his tail. He said, we'll try it one more time. He gave him a piece of bacon. Boom. Oh, he says, I give up. He says, I give up, Fritz. He says, come on, let's get this place cleaned up. So he got it all cleaned up and went down, saddled Maggie, and took a bag of his clothes and things that he had left, including a jar of pennies, and all his possessions. And he started down the road, and when he got to the end of the drive where it turned into the road, he looked back and wondered if this would be the last time he'd see his little farm. And as he slowly began to move down the road, he thought of his dad, and he remembered that he didn't remember too much about his dad because he was so young when his dad had died. But he remembered his mother, how hard she worked, how she tried to keep the farm. And somehow he resolved that someday he would come back and he would get this farm back, just like his mother wanted him to and his dad wanted him to. Finally, on down the road, he spotted Mr. Gruber's place, and it was a nice place. It had a nice fence, some trees, and as he pulled into the yard, it had a fairly nice home, barns, chicken coop, and the hog pen, and the stables, and he thought, gee, Mr. Gruber must be pretty wealthy to have all of this. He said, I bet it's all paid for. Martha came out on the porch. She says, Jackie, bring your things in here. He says, come on. Gruber was out the barn. He says, Jackie, bring that horse in here. We've got work to do. Jackie looked both ways. He said, well, I'm coming, Mr. Gruber. I'm coming. Martha smiled. She says, I'll see you later, Jackie. He threw his bag down on the porch and took his horse to the stables. He says, harness up those horses. He says, we're going to do some plowing today. He said, what took you so long? He says, well, I tried to hurry. He says, well, get them out. Get going. He says, get the harness on those horses. So Jackie started working immediately. He harnessed up four horses and hooked them up to a plow and started out towards the north side of the house where Mr. Gruber had been plowing, and he put Jackie to work. Mr. Gruber came back to the house. She says, Silas, aren't you a little hard on the boy? He says, he just got here. I wanted to show him to his room. I said, if he's going to be here, he's going to work. He said, everybody's got to work. He said, that's the only way we can make a living. He says, yes, Silas. Jackie worked till noon. At noon, he looked up at the sun. He unhooked the horses and took them to the stable, watered them and fed them, and started to come to the house. Mrs. Gruber said, Jackie, come in. I'll show you to the room. Jackie started to walk in. Mr. Gruber, who was out by the hog pen, he said, Jackie! Yes, sir. He says, come here. I've got some work for you to do. Jackie says, yes, sir. He says, I want you to slop the hogs at noon. Jackie says, yes, sir. And he says, you better carry in some wood and water. He says, for the missus. Yes, sir. He says, well, don't just stand there. Move. Yes, sir. And Jackie started to slop the hogs, and he started to carry in the wood, and finally he got a bucket of water for Mrs. Gruber and carried it in, set it down. He says, Jackie, he says, I know you're working hard, but he says, Silas isn't as bad as you may think. Jackie says, I didn't say anything. He says, yes, I know. Why don't you go out and wash up? And he says, I have dinner ready. Jackie washed up outside, wiped his hands and combed his hair and came inside. Mr. Gruber followed. He says, well, he says, everything's ready, Silas. Sit down. They all sat down, unfolded their napkins, put it on their laps. They bowed their heads. Dear Lord, they said, things aren't as good as they should be. He said, the crops aren't as good. He says, the hogs aren't growing. He says, I don't know what's wrong. He says, things just aren't going good, and I wish they would. Amen. Jackie looked, and he had never heard a prayer like that before. And he reached over and grabbed the potatoes, put about three potatoes on his plate, poured half the bowl of gravy over them, and took a big slab of steak and began to stuff his mouth. And every so often he'd take his sleeve and wipe his mouth with his sleeve. Martha looked at Jackie, and Jackie looked at Martha, and they both were a little bit embarrassed. And finally, she passed the rest of it to Jackie. As Jackie was eating, he looked out the door, and there was Ritzy with his nose stuck up to the screen, smelling the meat and the potatoes and the gravy, smacking his chops. And as he was eating, every so often, he'd cut a slice of meat off, and when nobody was looking, at least, he thought, he slipped a piece of meat in his pocket and a piece of bread. And then he saw this big potato, and then he wondered, maybe Ritzy doesn't like potatoes. And finally, Mr. Gruber took his napkin, wiped his mouth. He said, well, back to work, Jackie. Silas, the boy hasn't finished. He says, well, hurry it up then, hurry it up. He said, we've got work to do. He says, I'll get the horses started. And he left. Mrs. Gruber looked at Jackie. Jackie, why are you taking the food? I'm not stealing food, really, I'm not. I don't steal, I really. She says, I'm just asking why you're taking it. I'm taking it for Ritzy, that's why, because I'm afraid that he won't get anything to eat. He says, not as long as Mr. Gruber's around. She's laughed. Don't worry about Mr. Gruber. She says, I'll take care of him and Ritzy too. He says, now, give me the food. Jackie reached in his pocket and gave it to her. He says, don't worry about Ritzy. He says, after Mr. Gruber leaves, he says, he'll have plenty to eat. He says, I promise you that. Jackie smiled for the first time. He says, thank you. He says, come on, we just have a few minutes. I'll show you to your room. Jackie picked up his bag and she said, up the steps. He says, to the first door to your right. Jackie rushed up the steps and opened it and she followed. It was a small room with a window. And she said, I think you'll like this, Jackie. Jackie said, I think so too. He says, this is nice. Finally in the distance, Jackie! He says, I guess I better get going. You will feed Ritzy. Of course I'll feed. Now get going. I'll take care of everything. Jackie ran down the steps and almost ran over Ritzy. He says, Ritzy, you stay here. There's going to be some food for you. He says, stay here. Jackie got to the barn. Mr. Gruber had just finished up harnessing up the horse. He says, boy, he says, you're slow. He says, we've got to get that field plowed. He said, let's hurry it up. So Jackie would plow the rest of the day. By evening, he was very tired. He never worked so hard in his life. But when he finished the field, that is for the day, plowing, he had more chores. He had the chickens to feed. He had the hogs to slop. He had the wood to bring in. He had the water to bring in. And Mr. Gruber was always yelling, Jackie! And Jackie was running here and running there. And finally, it was already dark. And Jackie had brought in the last bit of wood for morning and the last bucket of water and finally sat down on the porch. He says, gee, Ritzy, he says, this is hard work. He said, but I guess one has to work, he says, to make money. He said, I don't know whether I'm even making money. Martha came to the door and said, Jackie, supper's ready. Mr. Gruber had just come in from the parlor, sat down, bowed his head. They all bowed their heads. Things haven't gone too good to get today again. He said, we need rain. He said, the crops aren't doing good. He said, the horses are too slow. He said, the field isn't being plowed. He says, we need more help. He says, we've got to work harder. He says, I hope things go better tomorrow. Amen. Jackie looked at him and didn't say anything because he'd never heard anyone pray like that. It was always being thankful for what little you had. Mr. Gruber reached over again for potatoes and bread and began to stuff his mouth. He says, well, Jackie, tomorrow, he says, we've got to get up earlier. He says, we've got to make up some time. Silas, please, he says, don't speak with your mouth full of food. Well, I've got to chew and speak at the same time. He took his sleeve and wiped his mouth. Finally, he finished. Early to bed, early to rise. He says, well, he says, Jackie, he says, get to bed early. He got up and left. Jackie waited a minute. He says, did you feed Ritzy? He said, yes, and I'll feed him again. He says, in fact, she looked to see if Silas is gone. You may feed him yourself. He says, take his scraps and bread and go out and feed him. Jackie picked up everything he could that he thought was scraps, started for the door. Just as he got to the door with a plate full of scraps, "Jackie!" Jackie turned around, and there in the doorway was Mr. Gruber. "What are you doing with that food?" Says,